Okay, so the meeting is being recorded at this point. Again, we don't have any members of the public signed up for this session, but they do have the opportunity to sign up while it's underway. But I will, in the interest of folks who are online, go through the presentation again, and then if there are any questions, and then we can see if anyone else joins us and has any questions or comments. So again, by way of introduction, my name is Kara Radzins. I am the principal, I'm the transportation deputy with the Capital Region Council of Governments. And this evening we are talking about the federal fiscal year 2021 to 2024 Transportation Improvement Program, or the TIP. And so briefly, I'm going to go over a little bit about what CROG is, what is the TIP, a summary of that document, as well as our associated air quality conformity analysis and equity assessment, and then talk about how people can provide their comments to us. So what is CROG? CROG stands for the Capital Region Council of Governments, and we're a voluntary association of 38 municipal governments in the Hartford area. And we provide our towns the opportunity to cooperatively address issues of mutual concern, including technical services, purchasing, and regional planning. We're also the designated metropolitan planning organization for the 38 towns in our region. The policy board serves in this role, and it is comprised of the chief elected officials from each member municipality, as well as transit representatives from the Connecticut Department of Transportation and the Greater Hartford Transit District. In terms of what an MPO is, every urbanized area in the United States has one, and it is designated to conduct regional transportation planning and to select federally funded projects. And while the State Department of Transportation has the primary role of administering and the expenditure of these funds, all federally funded transportation projects do have to be approved by the MPO. Then what is the TIP? The Transportation Improvement Program is a list of all the transportation projects in the Capital Region that are scheduled to receive federal transportation funds within the next 4 years. While the TIP is prepared at least every 4 years, we do amend it frequently. And then federal regulations provide agencies like CROG the opportunity to cooperate with our DOT on decisions regarding how those funds are spent. And as I noted, approval is required by both the DOT and CROG before any federal transportation funds are spent in the Capital Region. So a brief summary of the TIP document. So this is for federal fiscal years 2021 to 2024. So that's for the dates October 1st, 2020 through September 30th, 2024. And DOT conducted an analysis of the statewide TIP, or the STIP, as well as each regional TIP, and it demonstrated that they are fiscally constrained for those years, which means that the cost of the projects listed doesn't exceed the total funds authorized by Congress for Federal Highway Administration programs or Federal Transit Administration programs in Connecticut for each of those years. CROG's TIP for this period programs $243 million in transit projects, as well as $665 million in highway projects, for a total transportation program of $908 million. And within the TIP document, the individual projects are listed in two ways. One is by funding program in Section A, and one is by location, either by the town, the DOT district, or statewide, and that's in Section E of the TIP. And the full document is available for download at crog.org/TIP. And hard copies are also available by request by contacting Mike Cipriano at the email address listed here. This table shows a little bit of a further breakdown by year of those of the funds I summarized in the previous slide, again, coming out to almost $1 billion in funding over the next 4 years. In addition to the TIP, each regional planning agency is required to demonstrate that the TIP doesn't violate the Clean Air Act. And in Connecticut, DOT performs a statewide analysis with all of the projects analyzed together. CROG is part of the Greater Connecticut Ozone Non-Attainment Area, which is classified as a marginal non-attainment area, and we are in an attainment area for fine particulate matter, or PM2.5. And then in terms of what the air quality conformity analysis showed, It was compared against the 2017 motor vehicle emissions budget to determine compliance. And as the table here shows, CROG's TIP and the regional and the, all the other regional TIPs in our district passed the test required under current conformity rules. So that is that the projects included in the TIP will not create more emissions than that budget. In addition to the air quality assessment, we also did an equity assessment. And this, the intention of this was to determine whether minority and low-income communities are receiving a fair share of funding and benefits from our transportation program. And to do this, we defined an environmental justice target area, which is a combination of census block groups where at least 50% of the population is a member of a minority group, as well as census tracts where at least 20% of the population is classified as low income. And based on this assessment, the conclusion is that there does not appear to be any bias in the distribution of transportation funds and projects in CROG's TIP. The analysis showed that 37.7% of funding is being invested in the environmental justice target area, whereas only 30.5% of the region's population lives in that area. So CROG is investing a higher proportion of transportation funds in the target area than would be expected based on the size of the population in that area. And then in terms of how to provide comments on this document, the comment period for the TIP runs through October 12th. And at that point, or following that period, the TIP will be considered for endorsement by CROG's Transportation Committee on October 26th and adoption by the Policy Board on October 28th. Comments will be accepted orally or via chat box during this meeting, which is the second one that was held today. And comments may also be submitted to Michael Cipriano, either by email, phone, or mail, as indicated on this slide. As I mentioned previously, the TIP document is available for download on the CROG website, and Michael Cipriano can also be reached to request a hard copy. I also wanted to note that the statewide TIP has a comment period running right now as well, which runs through October 9th, and more information on that document and how to comment is available on the DOT's website listed here. So with that, I will open the floor to any questions or comments. Otherwise, I will hang out in case anyone else joins us.